That's right. So we're talking about the afterlife and the importance of thinking about it in this life. But Jesus told an interesting story about a guy that pretty much had it all in Luke 12. He had very successful. He had so much stuff. He didn't have enough buildings to put all his stuff in. So he built bigger buildings and more barns for more stuff. And then he actually says to himself, now take it easy, eat, drink, and be merry. But then Jesus said, but God said to him, you fool, this very night you will die. Then who will get everything you work for? Now Christ concludes, so a person is a fool to store up earthly wealth but not have a rich relationship with God. You know, there could be somebody here right now, Randy, that has a lot of money in the bank. They have a lot of possessions. And the Bible doesn't condemn that. But they don't have any riches in heaven. They're not rich in their relationship with God. We're going to leave everything one day. As you know, you've pointed out, and I've said it as well, you've never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul trailer. We leave it all.
That's right.
So how can a person know that they will get to heaven and be sure that when they die, they're ready to meet God?
The only way on a biblical basis we can know that we will get to heaven is if we have placed our faith in Jesus Christ, who said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Definite article, not a way, a truth, and a life. The way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. Only by trusting in Jesus Christ, his work of substitutionary atonement done for us on the cross.
What does that mean, substitutionary atonement?
That he died in our place to atone for our sin. Sometimes it's called penal substitution, that the wrath of God fell upon him for our sins. That's what Isaiah 53 and numbers of other passages say. Scripture says he has made him to be sin for us. He who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. That's the only way then that, and that's the certain way that when we die, we go into the presence of God. He embraces us. He welcomes us because he sees, he doesn't see any sin that we've committed. That's all been paid for. He sees the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and by the merit of Jesus Christ alone accepts us into heaven.
That's right.